It's been a winter of big weather in much of California, and winter storms have taken a substantial toll in the Sequoia National Park. Among the casualties, the famed Washington tree, named for our first president. Heavy snow and winds have broken off most of its branches. The Washington tree was once considered the world's second biggest tree, a sequoia, 254 feet tall. A fire 2 years ago, and now these storms have reduced it to less than half that. And that's raised the question, is the ancient tree dying? Jody Lyle is a fire education specialist for Sequoia and Kings Canyon Park. She joins us from park headquarters in Three Rivers. And Ms. Lyle, how much of this tree is left?
It's approximately 115 feet tall right now. It is still a massive tree to stand at the base of. It has a circumference of 101 feet at the base, and so it's an impressive tree.
I've seen some pictures, and it looks like it's pretty much all trunk at this point.
It is largely trunk at this point. Sequoia trees, if people aren't familiar, they grow with a very, very thick trunk, and their foliage is largely at the top, and it looks a little bit like broccoli. It's kind of dense and rounded. What the park didn't know was that for the entire history of the park since it was created in 1890, the top half of the Washington tree has been hollow, and that would have been caused by fires long ago over time. The hollowness of the tree was discovered in 1999 when a researcher actually rappelled down into the tree about 110 feet. So if you imagine, the tree for that period of time was standing and it had its green foliage, but the top 100 or so feet of it was like a straw. Okay, so it didn't look like anything on the outside, but it was hollow on the inside. So when we had that lightning-caused fire in the grove in 2003, the tree caught fire and half of that straw came down at that point.
Hmm.
And then last month when we had the winter storm damage, it was the other part of the straw that came down.
If you look broadly at the health of this tree, is this a tree that's in danger of imminent demise?
It's an interesting question, and one that I would have to answer, we don't know for sure. There are certainly giant sequoia trees that are living in the grove right now that have less foliage than the Washington tree currently has, and those trees have been surviving for the entire length of the park history. It's possible that the Washington tree could go on living for maybe another few centuries, and that what we just witnessed is a major event in its life, but not its end.
Can you tell how old it is?
Ages of trees can only be determined exactly upon a tree's death when you can look at an entire cross-section. Right now, our scientists estimate that this tree is approximately 3,000 years old.
Ms. Lyle, if you stand out there in giant forest and look up at the Washington tree, which has come on some rather hard times, do you see a tree that's sick and sort of sad, or do you see just a moment in time in a very, very ancient ecosystem?
I would say for me personally, it's still a magical thing to stand at the base of this tree, and simply for the reason that I do feel like we are witnessing a major event in an organism's life that has been in existence for over 3,000 years. I mean, that's just something that's so hard for humans to comprehend. And this tree has been through things that we can't even imagine in its lifetime. And yes, we're witnessing a very major thing right now, but I'm interested to see how well the tree continues to survive.
Jody Lyle, nice talking with you.
Thank you.
Jody Lyle is fire education specialist for Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks. You can see before and after photos of the Washington tree and learn more about the giant sequoia at our website, npr.org.